Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, Coast to Coast. Modern Ancient Foods Cookbook Volume 1 by Bonthevi Tongsalone is a unique and informative exploration of ancient foods, a welcome addition to any cooking enthusiast library. A creative and enjoyable look into modern and ancient cooking practices, offering readers a unique opportunity to learn about a variety of ingredients and menu items. This is the first book of his series, many more to come. Bonthevi is a native of Laos who later moved to Hawaii, also spent some time in California in his youth before moving to Texas. He's worked in many restaurants with his Asian background. He uses a lot of ancient herbs. And with us on This Week in America, Bonthevi Tongsalone, author of Modern Ancient Foods Cookbook, Volume 1. Bonthevi, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, sir.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you here to talk about the book. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll give you that information as we go through the conversation here. You do an excellent job, almost like you were born to be a chef. Talk about the background, why you decided to become a chef. You've got a natural ability for this.
I had a rough childhood. My parents were like kind of divorced, and so I had to cook mostly my own food. And I worked in a lot of restaurants, and I just been cooking my own food. And I just cook a lot of food, and coming from an Asian background, I was like, what if I mix this Asian with this new ingredient? Which I did, and it became like another dish, which no one has it yet. That was like 30 years ago. I was surprised. And then everyone's making money off of the thing that I wouldn't say invent, but I did up with it. For example, the popcorn chicken that Jack in the Box came up with, I invented that like 30 to 40 years ago. I didn't think it would sell, you know what I mean? I just came up with that, and now it's selling in Jack in the Box, popcorn chicken. I was like, wait a minute. I made that before it even came out. I was eating it before it even came out, you know what I mean? And I cooked many other dishes. And I was like, why is everyone making money except me? So I was like, why don't I just write a cookbook? So I just came up with the idea of writing a cookbook. And well, I was having a hardship. I didn't have any computers and stuff. So I went to the library and I wrote the manuscript at the library. And I just took it from there. And here I am.
Well, it's an amazing story. And once again, libraries come through. So you are going through these problems, don't have the computer at home, but you're able to use the public facilities at the library. And out of that comes this book, Modern Ancient Foods Cookbook, Volume 1. Knowing the background of what Bonthevi is going through, you know that he's been a trailblazer. So look forward to all of the recipes he has in this book. This is Volume 1. We'll talk about when the other volumes will be up. You're considered by your peers to be an outstanding chef. Do you consider yourself to be a great chef?
5 years ago, yes, I thought I was one of the best chefs in the world. But now it's like, oh my God, we've got so many chefs. And it's like, wow, their dishes is like so upgraded. I mean, man, so I wouldn't say I'm one of the best chefs. Now there's like a lot of great chefs, but I would say I cook pretty good, and it's like we all need to eat, you know what I mean? We don't have to be the best of chefs. As long as we can cook and mix ourselves full, that would be good enough.
Yeah, we have to eat, and we like a little diversity in what we're eating. Gets tiring eating the same thing all the time, and with Bonthevi's book, you've got all of these great new ideas. The book is Modern Ancient Foods Cookbook, Volume 1. It's available at Amazon. I'll give you Bonthevi's spelling as we go. All of this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You've got people out there probably listening who were like you. It's like, I've been fascinated by food, but I didn't know if I could make a living doing food. Would you recommend people get into being a chef?
Yes, of course, definitely. Being a chef will lead you to a great mind. I mean, oh my God, there's no limit of cooking. You have any ingredients, and if you can come up with it and it's good for eating, go for it. You know what I mean? There's no limit. And it creates a great mind. Actually, I'm not a chef anymore. I'm not a cook anymore. I'm an inventor. It leads me to invent stuff. I have a bunch of inventions. I have a lot of inventions. You know what I mean? It leads you to a great mind. So get started, please. Become a cook or a chef. Your mind will grow and you can become something else. I mean, I would like people to become like me or even better than me. I hope so. You know what I mean? So we can have everybody been able to eat good and just be happy and live, make a, how you said, pick a good role model for other people. You know what I mean? So yes, being a chef cooking is like the best job in the world because everyone needs to eat and they eat every day. So I would like to encourage people to cook. I mean, man, it leads you to another idea. When you become a chef, every other job comes easy. It's like, oh, I can do that. You know what I mean? It's just, it clicks in your mind.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned an inventor. I'm thinking as you're talking, a chef is more than just food, isn't it? You're part scientist. You're a mathematician. You have to work out the math and putting in just the right mixtures of things. You have to be an inventor because you're coming up with something that's brand new. It's really more than just one discipline, isn't it?
Yes. It becomes like a great mind. It upgrades your mind. You think of a lot of stuff, not just cooking. And you bring the ideas together. You know what I mean? And it's just like,
Yes.
wow. Yeah, I mean, it was great. I was honored to become a chef. Lucky I had a great, I was lucky. So I had a great sort of like a teacher in a restaurant. So it gave me this knowledge and which I didn't know it would come to use later in the future. It's not just about cooking. It creates a great mind. Like really, like wow. I didn't even, I wouldn't think I would have this kind of mind coming from, Asian. I'm an Asian descendant, and it's hard for us living in the massive world. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't think I would have this great mind, which I did, and it came from the source of foundation of being a chef. So,
Well, it was
and I
a
would like.
gateway to all of this that Bonthevie is now enjoying, and not just with cooking. And his story is so enlightening as well and inspirational. I mentioned most people, they don't have a computer. I can't write a book. I'm not going to. He goes to the library and does the manuscript there. He grew up in a divorced family and had issues because of that. And he overcame all of those to now being a successful chef as well as author. His book is Modern Ancient Foods Cookbook Volume 1. Book available at Amazon, Barnes and Noble, all of the usual places. Bonthevie Tongs Alone, and I'll spell that here, so get ready. I'll spell that for you in a second. We've got it all, the link, everything on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In this book, Modern Ancient Foods Cookbook Volume 1, do you have a favorite recipe? If so, tell us about it and how the whole recipe came about. Any favorites in this book?
Oh, I have so many recipes and menus. I have over thousands and thousands of it. The first book is like it's very good, but my book two coming is better. The book two, it's got like an art, how you say it, the menu and the dishes. It's like an art. It's like an artwork.
Oh,
I
yes.
turn it into not just it tastes good. It becomes like an art, a good looking figure, and it's not just it tastes good, it also looks good. I don't personally have a favorite because all of my dishes taste very good. To me, all of them is very good. I don't have a personal because at first I thought I did have a favorite, but then after making the other one and as I grow and I become like an inventor, I mix other recipes in it and it tastes a little better than before. So it's like, okay, this is not my favorite anymore. So I just turn to another. You know what I mean? So
Well,
basically,
yeah.
it's like dishes are good. And personally, it's like I don't have a favorite, but I like every dish at times. But at times, as you eat along and this is your favorite, and then you eat it for so long, then you would get tired of it. You would want to go back to the first dishes that you made, and it tastes good also. You know what I mean? So it's like depends on the mood in the day. Sometimes you're craving fried chicken. And then you want pasta, and then you want sushi. You know what I mean? It depends on the food.
So whatever your favorite is, whatever you cooked last, basically, that sort of goes to the top of the list. Bonthevie Tongs Alone is our guest on the program. The book is Modern Ancient Foods Cookbook, Volume 1, Amazon, all of the usual places. If there was one ingredient that you would consider, boy, this is my go-to. For me to be a good chef, I really need this ingredient. Is there one that sticks out to you that this is my go-to? I need this.
Oh, yes. The perfect, I would like to say, is gravy. I like my food to be cooked with gravy. Like, not just dress it up at the ending. You cook with it while it's raw. It becomes like a great dish, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yes, gravy, and then, like, you put a hint of soy sauce. Just not too much. That's, like, it tastes really good, you know what I mean?
It tastes good as you're talking about it.
Yes, and there's another dish. You also, like, you add curry powder to most dishes, and it brings out another flavor of the goodness of the other side. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Yes, and the best thing to do is you make your sauce, you don't put salt and pepper. Okay, you do put salt and pepper, but you make it into a sauce. You don't just sprinkle on it, you know what I mean? Like, let's say you make another sauce, salt and pepper, sugar, and a bit of grease. You cook it and let it become like a dish first, you know what I mean? And then when you're making a meal, you put that into the meal. Then you cook with that. It's better than just plain salt and pepper and butter. It incorporates it. It becomes like it soaks into the sauce. It becomes a one incorporated into a dish. You know what I mean? It tastes like better than the regular just drinking salt and pepper on it.
Well, here's the creativity that Bonthavi was talking about, and experimenting and inventing and building from there. Bonthavi Tongsalone.
Yes, sir. I just figured it out. All these years, I've just been putting salt and pepper, and you know what I mean? And that sort of stuff. And again, don't put salt and pepper on the egg. I tried that. I mean, you want to put the sauce on the egg. It tastes better, like a cream sauce, like the white sauce, cream sauce. It's like a white gravy. You put that on eggs and you mix it up. It brings out like a whitish egg, better than a yellowish egg. And it tastes better. You don't have to add salt and pepper because the gravy, the white cream, it tastes great already.
See, this book is like having this really outstanding chef in our kitchen giving us ideas. Bonthavi's book is Modern Ancient Foods Cookbook, Volume 1. Bonthavi is Bonthavy, last name Tongsalone. That's Tongsalone. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. How did you decide from being a chef to become an author? When did you decide, I'm going to go ahead and write this cookbook? What kind of decision-making was that?
Because I've seen on TV, everyone's coming up and they're making a dish that I already knew. And they're like, they're making a killer, they're making sales, and they're becoming authors. And I was like, wait a minute, I can do that. I mean, I did that way back before they were even became chef, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, I'm almost 50 years old, you know what I mean? So I had my background way back then. And then I see, like, younger people, like, they're, like, being chef and stuff. And I was like, wow, I mean, if they can do it, I can do it, you know what I mean? So I just tried it, and I typed up the manuscript, and I went to the library again, and I sent it in, and they approved the manuscript. I was like, wow. I really could do it, and there it was. Then I went with a publishing company, and then they approved it, and they edited, and here I am.
What's it feel like to become a writer, an author, as well as a successful cook? What has this been like?
Well, it feels good. It feels great that you have a knowledge in your mind, that you can control your mind and your knowledge, and you can make it happening, not just keep it to yourself. Like, the public could know about it. It feels really great. It feels better than before.
Well, the book is Modern Ancient Foods Cookbook, Volume 1. Why should people order a copy of your book? Talk about what you hope people, why they buy it and what they get out of reading and doing some of the recipes there.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's like cooking is great. It doesn't have to be my book. It can be any other one's book. But with my book, it'll get you into starting to become a great chef. I have like many recipes and menu and dishes that's a little upgraded than the basics. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So with this knowledge in mind, and you can just practice and become a chef. Again, when becoming a chef, you have a great mind. it leads you into something else. I am now an inventor. I don't really cook anymore. And my dishes, it's going to come out on book two. It's like an art. It becomes like an art. It's very nice. I have it on my Instagram account. It's that man versus bird. You can check it out. That's the book two.
Well, yeah, I mentioned this was, yeah, this is volume one, the first in a series. Talk about more books. How many more do you have? You're saying you had like thousands of recipes. Talk about book two. When is book two going to be available for us?
It's coming in the near future. I'll have to see how the first book does first before I can get into book two. But it'll definitely come out. It's just, I'm not sure when. It could take some time. Maybe next year or like a couple years from now. There's no limit and there's no guarantees when it'll exact date when it's going to come out. Because it takes long to publish a book. I thought it was like easy. It takes years. It took me like a couple years to publish this book. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, it was worth the wait for you and for everybody that's going to benefit by all of the recipes, the knowledge that's in Bonthavi's book. I'm going to ask him another question, then come back, and I'm going to spell out his name. So if you want to Google that, you can. The book is Modern Ancient Foods Cookbook, Volume 1, book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. You know, you mentioned it's like an art form, and we see that so often when we get a plate in a restaurant. It's so well laid out. It looks so attractive. Do you think sometimes, I hope people don't stick a fork in this? I mean, it really is almost too good. It looks too good to eat.
Yes, that's on book two. It's like an art. It's like, okay, let's, for example, like I made like a sea fried chicken, right? It's like I wrapped it with seaweed and it's fried chicken. And then the background is on I colored the gravy. It's like a bluish gravy. So it's like it's the sea chicken. It's like a seaweed chicken. It's swimming in the ocean. The background is like an ocean breeze. And then the fried chicken is wrapped with seaweed. Mm. And the gravy is it tastes like a regular gravy, but it's just with color. It's like a bluish green gravy. And it tastes great. And it looks so nice and beautiful.
Well, I guess the key to that is before you eat it, take a picture of that. So I guess you're preserving the artwork and enjoying the artwork as well. So snap a shot and post it on Facebook, Instagram, wherever before you eat it. I'm going to spell Bonthavi's name now. It's Bonthavi Tongsalon. Bonthavi is Bonthav, as in Victor, Y. Tongsalon is Tongsalon. LONE. Now we've got this on our website. Book available, Modern Ancient Foods Cookbook, Volume 1. Just remember that and you'll be able to find it at Amazon, all of the usual places. A couple minutes left at the end of the program here. What are some of your recommendations for the readers to get the cookbook and maybe do a little exploring in food themselves, whether it's ordering on the menu or cooking it at home?
Yes, get the book, whether you're an experienced or an amateur chef. Just follow the recipe. If you like the recipe, use the recipe. But you're more than welcome to add your own version. That's the point of the dish. And you can get creative. You can add whatever you like to your taste or your looks of your appearance. But my recipe and dishes is there. You can use that for the basics. And then as you get creative, you can add more and add whatever you desire. I mean, it's up to you.
Is that, finish that thought. Finish that thought because it's so important. And then I want to ask you about the creativity that goes into that. Finish that thought. Well, let me ask what you said there was interesting. I think sometimes as amateur cooks, we're sort of intimidated by a recipe. We figure we have to follow it. I think you're saying what use the recipe is what sort of a suggestion, sort of a guide, and feel free to be experiment a little bit. Is that the best way to be a cook?
Okay, my recipe is dishes is already good and great. But there are people out there that they're not satisfied with it. They want to add in a little stuff that they think would be great, which is fine. You know what I mean? So they're more than welcome to do it. But first, just follow my recipe first. If they don't like it, they could add in more, whatever they desire or whatever they prefer. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's the thing. And it could be better than my dish. You know what I mean? They could take it to another level, which is great. You know what I mean? They could be the Picasso of chef. Because Picasso uses paint for his art, right? We use food. We could become the next Picasso, or even better.
Well, yes, there's so much in this cookbook. And keep in mind, this is the first of many that will be coming. And the book is Modern Ancient Foods Cookbook, Volume 1. Bonthevi Tongsalon is our guest on the program. The book is available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Bonthevi, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Look forward to talking about other books in the series. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Bonthevi Tongsalon, the book is Modern Ancient Foods, Modern Ancient Foods Cookbook, Volume 1, available at Amazon, the usual places. We're back on This Week in America right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.